Donc, vous allez commencer. On va commencer la rencontre. Il est maintenant 7h01. Je souhaite la bienvenue à tout le monde pour avoir sorti ce soir, le 2 juillet, à 7h, à la rencontre publique municipale. I'd like to thank everyone for coming to the municipal public meeting this 2nd of July at 7 o'clock. On va commencer avec des ajouts à l'agenda. Fait que comme qu'on a mentionné au préambule, il y a un ajout au 4.4 qui est un appui à la MRC concernant les infos santé 811. So we're going to add a resolution at 4.4. Well, it's in support of the MRC's resolution in regards to Info Santé 811. Il y a un autre ajout au 6.2, nomination de Luc Rochon comme journalier pour les travaux publics. 2.2, an addition for the nomination of Luc Rochon as a public works worker.
6.2,
what did I say?
8.
I'm sorry. 6.2. Then 9.3. 9.3, subvention du centre du jour et LVBRA. So 9.3 is in support funds for the day center and the LVBRA. Donc, est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord?
Je oui. propose.
Oh, excuse-moi.
Je vais seconder.
Donc, Joanne Meillé, les petits vierges. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Lee?
Yes.
Thank you. Là, avant qu'on ouvre la période de questions, je veux juste adresser une couple de commentaires qui a eu la dernière rencontre concernant les bouts sceptiques. Un des citoyens qui n'est pas ici ce soir, mais je vais l'adresser quand même. Il a dit que moi, je devrais savoir combien ou qui les entrepreneurs sont pour aller vidanger à l'éco-centre. Ça, c'est absolument faux parce que c'est pas ma job d'avoir une liste de fournisseurs qui vont aller domper au centre éco-centre. Un. Deuxièmement, il dit que... juste pour que vous sachiez qu'aucune entente de signer entre la MRC ni aucun fournisseur qui vont aller domper à l'éco-centre. Il n'y en a pas, il n'y en a jamais eu, il n'y en aura pas. C'est le fournisseur qui a, c'est son choix s'il veut aller là, il utilise les étiquettes de la MRC, puis il va domper là. Ce n'est pas tous les fournisseurs ou les entrepreneurs qui vont là. Il y en a qui vont charger plus parce qu'ils ont plus loin à aller. S'ils vont ici à 15, peut-être qu'ils chargeraient moins, mais écoute, c'est leur choix. C'est pas le nôtre. So I just want to come back on a subject that was brought to the floor last meeting by one of the citizens who's not here tonight, but I think it's important that people know. Some people are here that heard the comments. It's not my job to know how many contractors do the septic dumping at the Eco Center in CAS. There is no particular list, one. There is not one signed agreement between those contractors or the MRC. There never has been, there is none, and there never will be. It's their choice. If they want to dump at the Eco Center, which gives them less kilometers to travel, it's their business. And to be able to dump there, they have to pick up the MRC ticket so that it's registered as how many liters or whatever they're dumping in the system over there. So if there's contractors that come here and charge more, well, it's because they have to go further to go and dump because they don't want to use the Eco Center. That's their choice, not ours. It's their business, so anyway, having said that, I just want to make that straight. So we can move on to question period if you'd like, the period de questions. Yes, Mr.
How are you tonight?
Could you please?
James Flurry.
Correct.
Stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here I'm hearing lots of, I've got 8 phone calls in the last 2 weeks that the municipality of Lowe is looking to hire a driver. I seen the DG the other day.
We don't have a poster out for a driver, Mr. Flurry. There's
the word out there is, sir, somebody here is looking to hire a driver, no experience and no driver's license to drive a truck, the municipality is going to train them.
No.
Your information is wrong.
You're getting the wrong information.
Okay, what is it then?
First of all, we don't talk about human resource files at public meetings.
Okay.
Second of all, I just told you, we do not have a job offer for a truck driver.
That's what I said.
So if the people calling you, you can let them know. No, we are not.
That's what I
we did not post a job offer.
I got 8 phone calls. There's no posting.
Nope.
And whenever I was finished last fall, the DG said, we'll call you when we need you. And that's what I'm telling the people. But it's right down into the garage down there.
There'll always be some kind of chit-chat going on, but no,
I'm,
if they want to know, they can call the office, and I've just confirmed to you, there is no posting
I seen, I was talking to
Madame Nadon?
Yeah, last week about it.
There, so.
And she understood after a while why I couldn't explain to her real
well.
We did understand each other.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So, it's malicious out there.
We know.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yesterday, I was in Danforth. I was asked the same question by 2 people right in Danforth yesterday.
Wow.
One right here last night.
Well,
words travel.
She was standing right there. Right?
I missed it.
Yeah, you were
I
right
was
there.
A little distracted, maybe.
But, you know, I'm ready. I told you, so you all know, I'm ready to come back. And the reason was you didn't have me back because you didn't get no grant to do any work.
That's also true.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I just be aware. Do I need to do any more? No.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you need me, you know I'm here.
That's correct. Are there any other questions? Is there any question? Yes, Mr. Keeley, Albert Keeley.
Yes, I understand that we've lost another individual. First we lost the inspector, and then the inspector's wife resigned as well.
Mm.
And the rumor has it that...
Rumors.
Rumors again.
What's that?
More rumors.
Well, I'm asking if it's a rumor or not. Are those 2 people gone?
Yes, they are.
And are we going to learn that you don't hire 2 people from the same family because one leaves, they both leave? I used to have some days...
Mr. Keeley, we're not going to go into that, and I'm not going to comment on it either because
okay,
it's a HR
thing. You can comment on the talk that's going around that the assistant... came in and took all her stuff at 5 o'clock and cut up her credit card.
I'm not getting into that either.
Well, I
Where
would like
that's
to
not
know
a, it's not
from
no.
you as the
that's
man,
a HR.
How many credit cards we have with on staff? How many people have credit cards?
There's 3.
Just 3.
One for fire, one for roads, and Madame Nadon.
So then the assistant didn't cut her credit card up until
she did have one, and yes, she did cut it.
Pardon?
But Mr. Keeley, this
is... I didn't
hear
what you just said. Okay.
There was one for the DGA, yes.
And there will be one if we hire again.
Yes.
Well, I don't understand.
What do you not understand?
The normal procedure when somebody wants to buy something, they...
Mr. Keeley, you don't have to educate me on normal procedures. We know what it is. But I'm asking you right now, as far as... her quitting and whatever rumors you heard, that's your rumors that you're hearing. I'm not going to go into detail. It's a human resource subject, and that is not for public meeting.
Well, is it not the people that pay the taxes that are entitled to know what is going on in this office?
No, the administration takes care of that.
Well, is that right?
That's right.
So that's none of our business. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's very disturbing that you say that, because I am going to call Municipal Affairs and find out.
You go right ahead.
If we have the authority to ask questions on certain things.
You're allowed to ask questions on certain things, yes.
But you don't want to give anybody
any. But not when it comes to human resources.
You're telling me that you weren't going to.
We don't have the capability of managing the office. So what makes you think you do? We as councillors, we're here as councillors tonight. This is our table. This is where we pass resolutions. As soon as we step away from this table, we are considered a citizen. We have no power whatsoever to manage the municipal office. None of us do. Not myself, not one councillor here.
So then what happens if one of those people that gets a credit card decided to run up a bunch of bills?
I check the bills every month. I check the credit cards. I check the expenses against the credit cards to make certain that they are supported for with a purchase order. So believe me, I took a lot of, precautions on all the bills that come in. I'm the only one that can sit there and look at all the bills individually before we adopt them, because then I will say to council, yes, the bills have been verified and they all are okay to go through. That's my answer. Monsieur Dussault?
Yes, I'd like to inform you that a year ago, I asked you what your duties were when you became the mayor.
Yeah.
And right now, you said that when you step out of the council table, that you don't have anything else to do.
That's not what I said. I said we become citizens.
The council.
We can't make decisions away from this table. This is where the decisions are being made.
Right.
That's right.
But the minute that everybody steps away from that, from the table, they're just citizens, but not you.
I know that, Mr. Dussault.
To check what goes on in the office, the money's coming in.
Yes, and that gets done.
Okay? So don't say that when you step away from that table, you're just a common citizen. You're
I don't go into the office and manage the office. Okay. I go out. I go in to make sure, like you said, I go make sure that the taxes are being paid, the money's coming in, grants, if we're going to get them, are coming in on due dates, what they're supposed to. I go through all the bills each month to make sure that they are supported expenses, either supported with a resolution or a purchase order signed by the Director General or the Director of Fire, and also the Public Works Coordinator. On top of that, we also have committee meetings. When we have committee meetings, we don't make decisions at the committee meetings. We make recommendation to council when there's a certain subject that needs to be addressed. So it's not a decision-making process. It's a recommendation to be brought to all of council, and then council decides if they want to go ahead with resolution or whatever needs to be done. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Are you aware of the rumors that are going around about the hiring of a new employee? I've had 4 or 5 phone calls.
About what?
I don't know anything about it. But the rumor is that there's a certain councillor that's pushing an individual that doesn't even have a truck driver.
Okay, we just went through this with Mr. Fleury, and it's just rumor. So there's not a truck driving position that was posted. There was nothing like that.
Went through, but I just wanted to know if you knew the extent of the rumors.
Well, how would I know that unless somebody came to me?
I'm asking you. And you're telling me that you went through it with Mr. Fleury.
I just did. I don't know why you're posing the question again. Are there any other questions? Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Bon, on peut avancer. Là, pour accepter les procès-verbaux de la séance ordinaire conseil municipal tenue le 3 juin et pour accepter le procès-verbaux de la séance extraordinaire du 19 juin.
Je propose.
To accept the minutes of the regular meeting of council, of municipal council on the 3rd of June and the extraordinary meeting on June 19th, 2024. Donc, Joanne
Maillé. Je propose.
Merci. Appuyé par.
I wasn't at the 3rd of June meeting, so I'd rather not second it.
I can second it.
Okay. Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Moi, je vais m'abstenir, Carole.
Oui.
OK, oui, je te vois, je sais que tu vas bien.
C'est Stéphane Gall.
C'est Luc Tivierge.
Mais si les minutes reflètent ce qui s'est passé.
Il aurait peut-être fallu qu'on mette deux résolutions séparées, mais en tout cas.
It's written.
Abstiens. Lee?
Yeah.
OK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Luc Tivierge s'abstient. Maureen, did you do abstain?
Yes. No.
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. Merci. Bon, on arrive. Pour autoriser la signature, backup 4.1. Pour accepter le rapport comptable 2024-06, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale à effectuer les paiements. Compte à payer au montant de total 364,210.97. So, to accept the accounts, accounting report 2024-06, authorize the office of the Director General to make the payments, and the total amount for the month of June is $364,210.97. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Je vais seconder.
Avec Luc Tivierge, secondé par Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Lee, no?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
You mean no?
Yeah.
Not yet.
No.
Oh. The no, yes, no.
Okay. Je trouve pas fini. C'est ça. Pas. Bon. 4.2, pour autoriser la signature renouvellement contre le travail directeur de service aux sécurités d'incendie. 4.2, to authorize a signature renewal employment contract for the Fire Safety Services Director.
Je vais proposer.
Luc Tivierge. Maureen Rice.
I'll second.
Okay. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
I'm abstaining. Oh. For an appearance of conflict of interest.
Okay, faut c'est pour le vote. Pour le vote. Merci. Directeur de Saint. Okay, c'est un santé. Oui. Oh, j'arrive. 4.3. Pour accepter la démission de Mme Valérie Lemieux à titre de directrice générale adjointe et greffière trésorière adjointe. To accept the resignation of Mrs. Valérie Lemieux as deputy director general and director clerk treasurer. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Je le propose.
Et appuyé par.
I'll second.
Donc, Joanne Maillé, secondée par Maureen McAvoy. J'ai besoin de le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Je vais m'attirer, Carole.
Oui.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge, s'abstient.
Yes.
This is the DGA position?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. OK. Merci. Là, on a 4.4, c'est notre ajout. Pour appuyer la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau dans ses démarches auprès du Centre intégré de santé et de services sociaux de l'Outaouais, le CISO, plan de communication InfoSanté 811, option 1.2 et 3. So 4.4 is to support the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau in its dealings with the Centre intégré de santé et de services sociaux de l'Outaouais, which is CISO. Communication plan, InfoSanté 811, options 1.2 and 3.
C'est proposé.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yeah.
OK, thank you. Luc Thivierge, Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everybody in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Merci. So we go to Security Public, Public Safety, 5.1. C'est pour mandater à la MRC de la Vallée-Gatineau pour effectuer l'acquisition de 2 stations d'air respirable, qui est compresseur, répondant aux besoins des services de sécurité incendie de la MRC. Fait que c'est tous les services des répondants. So, for the 5.1, to mandate the MRC, La Vallée-Gatineau, to purchase 2 breathing air stations, which is the compressors, to meet the needs of the MRC's fire safety services. J'ai besoin.
Madame la mairesse, est-ce qu'on va faire sûr qu'il n'arrive pas la même chose qui est arrivée avec le compresseur à Maniwaki?
Oui.
I see, Carol, that it says there's an intermunicipal agreement to be signed with the municipalities where they'll be housed, but did we talk?
That's not the way, because we read it. Maureen McAvoy, I was pointing out the way. I don't have the right one. Do I have it? Okay, 10 minutes.
This one is different.
Il y a rien qu'une chose que Madame Nadon a ajouté dans ça, c'était
pour la durée de vie des équipements.
C'est ça.
Okay, but it says that
in number 2, les motifs. Says that it's going to be an entente intermunicipale between Grand Remous
and
Casabazois. In the back.
No. Continue.
On the back side, Carol. In the point number 2. It says that the intermunicipal agreement will be signed with Grand Remous and Cas, where the compressors are going to be housed.
Because if you look on the front?
Yeah, on the front it says.
It says...
Mais on
l'installation d'un compresseur dans les... OK. Municipalités de gaz. Et que les ententes intermunicipales seront signées avec les municipalités ayant pour objet.
Mais ça dit avec ces municipalités. The ones that are named. And in our discussion last week, we were talking about that the intermunicipal agreements should include all municipalities.
But it's not between just two
but
municipalities.
That's what it says, Carol. That's
well, then we'll change that.
That's what
okay.
We asked last. If it's changed,
it's not.
I don't read this like this.
No, moi non plus. C'est ça, je disais.
Want to make sure that what happened in Maniwaki doesn't happen with those compressors.
But did you read the English version?
Yeah, I read
both
of them, Carol.
It says these municipalities.
It doesn't say all municipalities
so
involved.
The concern is
the same thing.
And
if the deal is between the MRC and 2 municipalities, what about us?
It could change.
But after, par la suite, on voit pour le définir le rôle et les responsabilités de chaque partie. Les autres municipalités qui l'utilisent sont une partie.
Bien sûr, mais certains que les
municipalités. I agree with Maurice. As long as we're sure, but the way I read it, I don't read it like that.
Okay. It just seems exclusive.
That's
in
right.
Its language.
That's right.
As long as they understand.
And I don't want to vote no.
No.
Because it's equipment
we'll,
that
we'll vote for it there, but
needed.
We want to make sure that what happened in Maniwaki doesn't happen again.
That's right.
Well, then we need to add something. Si le conseiller insiste, Madame Nadon, il va falloir qu'on ajoute.
Dans le fond, est-ce que Maureen propose un amendement?
Oui, that's fine. Moi, je vais seconder l'amendement.
OK.
L'amendement, ça va être de rajouter.
With all municipalities concerned.
That's right.
All municipalities participating.
Vous pouvez proposer la motion.
Concerned. Yeah,
pardon?
Vous pouvez proposer la motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Luc Thivierge, Maureen Mac, Rice.
Avec les, l'amendement qu'on
avec
peut
les chants, oui. L'amendement ajouté à la résolution.
C'est Luc et Maureen?
Oui.
Non, l'amendement, c'est moi puis Maureen, okay. Mais la résolution, c'est Luc puis Maureen.
Could some of that be translated to English?
We were just saying that the intermunicipal agreement, we want it to be specific that it incorporates all municipalities involved and that it's not an agreement just between the MRC and the individual municipality where it's going to be housed.
Okay, we're not going to go through this again.
He's asking a question.
No, I know, but you asked to wait till the end of the meeting.
Well, then we
no interruptions during.
You just asked
we
to translate.
Well, we could have translated.
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me? You said I was ignorant as a pig? You can leave
anything.
Now. Leave!
I didn't
leave.
Say anything about you.
You did.
I did not.
Well, why did you say it out loud?
So I could be talking about anybody. I never mentioned you.
Oh, but who's an ignorant pig? Là, je vais avoir quelque chose à envoyer à lui, là. On continue. On est rendu en urbain. Non, pas vrai. Travaux publics. 6.1. Pour retenir les services, les services de M. Joshua Wyman Fairbairn à titre d'employé saisonnial pour l'été 2024. Service des travaux publics, programme d'été Emploi été Canada 2024. 6.1, Public Works, to obtain the services of Mr. Joshua Wyman Fairbairn as a seasonal employee for the summer of 2024 in Public Works Department, which is under the Canada 2024 Summer Employment Program.
Je vais proposer.
Je vais le seconder.
Merci. Luc Thivierge, Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Là, il n'y a rien sur hygiène du milieu, so there's nothing in environment.
On a 6.2, Madame.
Ah, c'est vrai. Quand tu te fais embarquer, là.
Ouais.
En tout cas, 6.2. Nomination, c'est pour entériner la nomination de M. Luc Durochon à titre de journalier au service de travaux publics à compter du 30 mai 2024, période estivale. To ratify the appointment of Mr. Luc Durochon as a laborer in the Public Works Department as of May 30th, 2024, for summer period.
Je vais proposer.
Luc Thivierge.
Je vais le seconder.
Joanne Maillé. Everyone in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
I'm abstaining. Yes.
Oui.
Abstaining. No.
Oui.
Okay, so Lee dit non. Maureen.
I'm abstaining for an appearance of conflict of interest.
Abstain. Fait qu'il y a 3 votes pour oui.
Oui.
Merci.
Mais 4, si tu comptes toi. J'ai dit 4, si toi, t'es compté.
Non, je suis pas compte. OK. Okay. 8.1, urbaniste. Donc, c'est pour retenir les services de M. Adam Lafrenière à titre d'employé saisonnier pour l'été 2024. Service de l'environnement et de l'urbanisme. Programme d'emploi été Canada 2024. So, retain the services of Mr. Adam Lafrenière as a seasonal employee for the summer of 2024, Environment and Urban Planning Department, under the Canada 2024 Summer Employment Program. Besoin d'un proposant.
J'ai une question avant de voter, Mme Nereides.
Oui.
Vu qu'on n'a pas d'inspecteur, est-ce qu'il y a déjà un plan de travail pour cet élève-là?
Oui. Oui, Mme Nadon, elle a préparé ça.
Je propose.
Je vais seconder.
Donc, Joanne Maillet, Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Bon. On arrive à Loisirs, Culture et Communication. So, Recreation, Culture and Communication, 9.1. Pour octroyer une subvention à l'équipe de hockey senior Paulding Falls Rapids. OK, so en anglais. To award a grant to the Paulding Falls Rapids senior hockey team.
Carole, avant de voter, ça serait-tu possible de dire aux citoyens qu'il va y avoir deux tickets à la bibliothèque?
Bien, ça va être mis sur Facebook là, quand même. Okay. Hein, mais qu'est-ce qu'on fait, c'est on paye pour une subvention de 500$, mais c'est pour les billets de hockey pour les Paulding Falls Rapids à l'aréna ici à l'eau. Les billets vont être déposés à la bibliothèque, puis ceux et celles qui aimeraient... C'est des billets saisonniers, fait que s'ils veulent aller à un match, on va dire. Parce qu'ils n'ont pas les moyens, ils peuvent venir chercher des billets à la bibliothèque. So what this grant is for is $500 that we're paying. It's actually for season tickets for the Rapids when they play hockey here in Lowe. And the tickets will be available, they are going to be housed at the library, the municipal library. And if someone wants to go and see a game that otherwise can't afford it, they can come and get the tickets at the library to attend one of the games.
Carol, I just want to clarify, it's not a grant, it's a sponsorship.
Well, sponsorship, but it's not, it doesn't say sponsorship. But, okay.
Well, then it says in the whereas.
That's right.
Je vais le supporter, Carol.
Oh, qu'est-ce qu'il a...
Ah, ben c'est Maureen Rice puis Maureen McEvoy.
Ah, did you do it?
Okay, who proposed?
Maureen Rice and Maureen McEvoy second.
Okay.
On vote?
Oui, vote.
Oui.
Yes.
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 Merci. 9.2, what?
Can I make a correction? Mm-hmm. It's not the field hockey team.
Yeah. Oh. That's was corrected already.
It's not, it's down there.
No, no, but we corrected the
other side. I wasn't here. Yeah. I wasn't here.
Okay, you just missed it, but that's fine.
Okay. 9.2, c'est ça. Pour retenir les services de Mme Shaylee Maloney à titre employée saisonnière pour l'été 2024 à la bibliothèque municipale. To hire Ms. Shaylee Maloney as seasonal employee for the summer 2024 in the municipal library. Tu peux donner un proposant?
Je vais seconder.
Luc Thivierge. Donc, Maureen McEvoy, Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui?
Yes.
Thank you. Notre ajout, 9.3. C'est pour octroyer une subvention au Centre du jour et l'Association récréative de l'eau Venosta et Brennan-Sill. On fait ça tous les années. To grant to the Lowe Venosta and Brennan-Sill Recreation Association and the Seniors Day Center, which is grants that we give every year. So, j'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillet. Appuyé par?
Luc.
Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Parfait.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Fait que la communication...
Avant de pourrait la période de questions, est-ce qu'on pourrait commencer les volontaires?
Oui, avant ça, oui. Je veux juste indiquer que quand on a passé notre résolution, je pense en avril-mai, on l'a envoyé à la MRC et la MRC unanimement ont supporté notre résolution concernant l'accessibilité ici, l'importance à la CLSC. So we, just to give you information that we received a resolution that's supporting our resolution back, I believe it was in April, May, that we sent for support in regards to the importance of the services here at the CLSC, and it was unanimously voted. And before we go on to question period, I, myself, and I think Maureen McAvoy as well, and maybe Maureen Rice, I'm not sure, but all the work that went into, I just want to thank all the volunteers, the counselors, everybody that came forward to have Canada Day here yesterday, and also all our fire department and anyone that was involved with the fireworks. The fireworks were amazing. I don't know if I've ever seen that many people here at the Heritage Hall for that particular event. The day went well. I mean, it was started later than normal, but it was a good day. And Maureen, you want to add to that? You were pretty involved.
On a reçu les financements de patrimoine canadien. La famille Charles IGA nous ont offert un gâteau à partager, un gâteau de fête. B&B Come team did an awesome job with the kids down in the field, running the events, getting them animated. The arena volunteers, particularly, led by Susan Draper, they ran the canteen and the bar all day and into the night. Almost all the counselors were quite deeply involved. Maureen and Flan, of course, and all of the firefighters on the fireworks. Ellen Rice managed the whole fantastic parade. Lee and Lyric, especially Lyric, were just here for anything that was needed. It was a 12-hour day today, yesterday, and it was a good one. And the band was awesome. There was 20 people up dancing for a few hours.
They were good.
It's great fun.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Just a note, if you know people that wants to be volunteer to do events, because yesterday there's a lot of people that were asking about brunches and things like that. Like, I can tell you for myself there, I'll always be volunteer to do activities at the hall and things like that. But we need volunteers.
Yeah, we need help.
Like, to do things like that there, we need volunteers to be able to do it.
Well, the main thing is if people criticize and say they should have did this, should have did that, well, those people should be volunteering their time and bring your ideas, bring your ideas. If you want to make it better.
We turn no one down.
That's right.
Thank Maureen for stepping up and taking control.
Taking the whole. You did a great job. OK, alors la période de questions, second question period.
Not really a question, but something I did this morning.
I'm sorry?
I called the police, the Maniwaki police this morning. Ooh. I was on for about 15 minutes with them about stuff going on. There's lots of speeding, and I don't have to tell you any different. But yesterday, I'm turning in the yard at home, going down when we left the hall here. With my signal light on the curb that I'm going to turn in, but the car's pushing me into the driveway.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And next door, Ben lives next door to me. He's got a little kid.
Yeah.
And now I told the cops this morning, we have three very hidden entrances here. Something has to be done besides Casabasri, Van Austin, and Gracefield. Mm-hmm. I spoke to the dispatcher of Maniwaki this morning.
Okay. And what did they say?
She said, well, I'll call the cops. What did she say? I'll call the cops.
But did they go and see you?
Here. When they come down here, I said, they turn around for a piss walk and they go back home.
Did they go and see you, Mr. Fleury?
No, they didn't. They have my phone number. They have my address.
Good.
I have an asphalt driveway. If they want to park there and catch the speeders, I said there's a white Mustang that goes down. Red rims. And he's shifting gears all the way down to Farlton. You can hear him going. Do you get the license plate number so I can't catch him? So I told him, but I did say, Manasta, Canterbury, and Gracefield, lots of protection. Us, none. None down here. That was a good 15 minutes with the girl. They were very good. I spoke to the chief girl first, but they spoke very good English to me. I was surprised.
Yeah.
But they were very good, the two girls I spoke to. Now I know Ben's wife next door to me, she got a hold of transport last week. She told me Saturday that she's after them to put up a sign for the hidden entrance. There's three of us.
Hidden entrances.
You can't get into the yard fast enough, and you can't get out fast enough because they're not following the 70 kilometer an hour speed limit. They're at 100, 110. I followed a truck the other day at 110 loaded. Something has to be done. And I said to her, well, yeah, we're busy. I said, I know you can't be everywhere at the same time, but do something down here.
Can you take
notice of that? I did have a good conversation with her this morning.
Thank you.
Well, that's the end of my story.
I've been passed in Brennan's Hill at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, Mike Fleury today.
Why people going to work? Mike, like, where could you be going that quick at 5:30 in the morning?
Well, they got to be late for work. Mike Fleury today would turn in the yard. Mike went down the road, did the same thing. The car passed him at the corner between Mike's house, Ben's house, and my house.
At the Blue Clay Cuts, not this Friday, the Friday before. I was in the middle lane. They were on the southbound lane.
Passing, two
cars deep.
Yeah. Too wide.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy.
We have no police down here, nothing whatsoever.
But no. Can I speak about that?
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was as a councilor member of the security for the municipality, I spent a day with the SQ up north there to talk about the municipality and all that. And the way they do business down there, what they told me is, they go with the criminality that we have in low.
Yeah,
and that's. Because their territory is so wide, what they do is they allocated a car to the possibility of load that has the most criminal activity.
Corner.
The worst no, places. Criminals.
No, but I mean criminal activities in our municipality.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, but if most of the call that's doing speeding or whatever or theft or things like that are done on Wednesday, afternoon, that's when they're going to send a car around.
See, like I told them,
so
every morning, that's
the way they do business, because they don't have enough cars to do.
No, but I said every morning between 4:30 and 6:30, it's let's go. Coming up at night from 3:30 to 6:30, it's the same thing. I even turn, like coming up the road, I turn in the yard to get in at home. There, I get a line up behind me, they're blowing the horn. But I get over far enough that they can't pass me.
So my recommendation.
They can't pass.
So my recommendation would be that you talk to your neighbors and you all call the SQ there to tell them the issue that you have, so that way that maybe they're gonna look at their schedule there and change their schedule for low and say, it looks like the criminality in low is more in the morning. On a Monday morning or Tuesday morning or whatever,
but it's
so that they can allocate
it's
a car down
here.
Yeah, I know.
It's every day. And
because
this guy's 5 years old. You know
they're not going to change your schedule because one person called. I would not think so.
I've called lots of times and got nowhere. And you know, I've called lots of times and I get nowhere.
Well, I'm gonna be in contact with Mr. Silvestre.
Because it's downright dangerous when they're trying to push you in the yard.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's crazy.
Well, and Mike, today, my cousin, did the same thing to me, but you know where Ben lives, right on the corner. The car passed him on the curb before my house. He's got the signal light to turn into the yard of my place.
The same thing in Panasta, you put your signal light on.
Well, that's...
They think you're passing, but you're turning in your lane, in your side road.
Yeah.
They pass and give you the fist, give you the finger.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
shout and scream like an idiot.
But you see, they know
it.
The
same amount of road, right? The same everywhere.
I'm glad that you contacted them.
Oh, yes.
But I'm going to be contacting Mr. Sandes.
I even got one guy caught, Cumberland Cedar, with no Jake break. The two of them going through the house, running still about 190 kilometers an hour, loaded. 5:30 in the morning. They caught them in Gracefield.
Did they have a name on their truck?
Oh, I got them caught. I know how
good
to
job.
Do it. I know how to do it.
Okay, are there any questions? Are there any other questions?
I want to get them quickly.
The check in the mail.
Sorry, you want to get up?
Tara Shippers, I just have a question for 9.3 for the annual funding for the LBVRA.
Yes.
How much money does the municipality annually give?
We give 4,750.
And that's annual?
Yes.
Yes. No.
I believe it's...
No, it's twice.
Twice a year.
Twice a year.
And it's asked for the seniors.
The low seniors, Brennan-Sill seniors, Gnosta Rec, and Low Rec.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's for their program and other activities?
That's to help them program their activities during the year.
And pay for the hall.
The seniors, I think their money just comes back to the Heritage Hall.
Well, it depends. I mean, they do expenses for their activities during the month because they always have, like, low seniors have activities. They have bingos. They have suppers once a month. You know, there's card games for other groups of seniors.
Yeah.
Then there's the Brennan-Sill seniors. They have dart nights on Wednesdays. They have other activities as well, don't they?
They do.
But anyway,
Is that an annual submission or is that guaranteed funding?
Things are going to change next year. We've been actually talking about it. And Recreation Committee have been mulling over the fact that we should probably have a policy as to not just giving out grants like this in this manner, but to sort of catch up with how it's done everywhere else. And if a group or a club want to put on an event and they would like support from the municipality, there will be forms to fill out. It has to be brought to the committee of, it could be recreation, whatever, to study and see, according to the policy, everything, all the boxes are checked, and whatever they're asking for, it's either we say yes or no. But it has to be a group effort. You know, it's a recommendation that they'll bring to the table, and from there it'll be voted on.
Okay. And then my second question is for 4.1. The amount that you stated is different than what is on our paper. Yeah.
But you have to add the two together.
Okay.
Just add the two together.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. That's it.
Now, because there's one amount that's prepaid during the month, it's automatic, reoccurring expenses, and the others are the other bills that come in.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
This plenary committee that met on April 29th.
What are you looking at, Lee?
Thing about Luke Russell.
Okay.
It says the preliminary committee met on April 29th to authorize the Director General to depart from usual posting procedures for purposes of approving Mr. Luke Russell as labor in the Public Works Department for the summer of 2024. But it doesn't say who was at this April 29th meeting. But it says it was adopted unanimously. So my question is, I don't believe I was at the meeting.
I believe that's the April workshop?
Yes, that
or
was
the May workshop?
It was a workshop, and we said that we would post it in-house first.
Is that maybe when you missed, Lee?
Well, like I'm saying, I was sick that time, so I don't think I was here. So, like, it doesn't say that I was here, it doesn't say that I wasn't here. It just says it was adopted unanimously.
It's the resolution that was adopted today.
Well, it was a plenary, so it wasn't a resolution.
It was not written on the whereas that the whereas has been adopted. It's written, adopt the...
Was authorized.
That phone adopted, it's at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, it says adopted.
Yeah, it's adopted today. It's not the whereas that have been adopted.
So this meeting that took place on April 29th, we don't have to know who was there then?
We can check it out on...
It's a workshop.
It's a workshop.
It says, where it says Comité Plénier, that's a workshop.
Yeah. What's the caucus meeting in English?
For plenary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plenary committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but like I say, I don't think I was there.
Okay.
Right, but the decision is only today.
Oh, the decision is only today.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why we passed the resolution.
So then it wasn't adopted unanimously.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's still question. Are there any other questions?
I have another question. The summer employees.
Yes.
I don't recognize any of the names. Do we try to pick people for those positions from the municipality?
We actually, the director general received CVs. They sent in their resumes and applied for the jobs. They were posted.
I believe one of them, Albert, is from Lowe. Is that right? I believe one of them is from Lowe.
So we don't make an effort then to hire local people?
If they don't apply, Mr. Keeley, they have to apply. If they don't apply, we can't hire them.
Go through the process of interview, and we take the best candidate.
Are there any other questions? It's d'autres questions? Bon, on peut fermer la rencontre qui est maintenant 7h50. Joanne Maillé et Luc Thivierge. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Merci. Bon, on arrête ça.